The topic of the Senate Appropriations Subcommittee hearing was children kidnapped from Ukraine by Russia during the ongoing war between the two countries. Ukraine's ambassador to the U.S. and leaders from Ukrainian activist and legal groups joined the meeting led by Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, chair of the subcommittee. He's the sponsor of the Stand With Ukraine Act and the Sanctioning Russia Act of 2025.
Putin's Russia has separated over 19,000 Ukrainian children from their families, trying to turn them into Russians. How can you end this war unless every child is accounted for? The purpose of the hearing today is to make a record as to whether or not this claim is legitimate. I invited the Russian ambassador. There's his table. It's small, but that's the best we can do. He didn't show up.
Ukrainian officials say more than 19,000 children have been abducted by Russia. Ukrainian children have been forced to live in re-education centers where they are taught to behave as Russians against their will while separated from their parents, many of whom have been killed in the war. Democrat Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut, who co-sponsored Graham's two bills against Russia, says Russia's actions are more than just war crimes.
It is genocide because the ultimate goal of abducting these children is to erase the Ukrainian identity. It is part of a strategic effort to erase the nation of Ukraine from existence. And Putin tried it by conquering territory. He continues that effort.
Discussion at the hearing included experiences of the children kidnapped by Russia. Democrat Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota told of some of the children she met who managed to escape from Russian captivity, and she condemned Russian President Vladimir Putin for his country's actions towards Ukrainian children.
These are tragic stories of childhoods forever changed by brutality, but they are also stories of resilience and hope, the stories of the Ukrainian people who, against all odds, have continued to stand up to the brutality of Vladimir Putin.
Klobuchar sponsors the Abducted Ukrainian Children Recovery and Accountability Act, a bill meant to find children abducted during the war, help them recover, and hold their kidnappers responsible. Ukrainian ambassador to the U.S., Olga Stefanishia, thinks of her own children while speaking about those who have been taken as hostages.
As a mother, I cannot accept that any government would treat children as a trophies of war or bargaining chip in a geopolitical negotiations. Children are not assets to be moved on geopolitical chessboard. They're human beings with names, souls, families, memories, and rights.
Negotiations for a peace deal between Ukraine and Russia are ongoing, but Putin has continued to be an obstacle. Recently, Putin sent U.S. mediators Steve Witkoff and Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner back home without a peace deal. They had presented a peace plan that included input from European allies, but Putin accused Ukraine's allies of sabotaging the peace efforts and warned that if provoked, Russia would be ready for war with Europe. Ukraine and its European allies have accused Russian President Vladimir Putin of feigning interest in peace efforts after 5 hours of talks with U.S. envoys at the Kremlin produced no breakthrough. Ukraine's foreign minister urged Putin to stop wasting the world's time. For KPFA News, I'm Anthony Perazzo.